Welcome to Feasting on the Word for December 22nd, 2021, our last Feasting on the Word before the Nativity of Christ on Christmas Eve, which we will have both in person and live streaming at Christ Church at 8 p.m. on Friday. And you can find that archived after the service concludes around 9 o'clock if you are not able to attend either remotely or in person at 8 o'clock. Our scripture will, of course, focus on the Nativity, a familiar passage, Mary's Song of Praise, that we will hear. This is a discipline that is ancient in origin, and we link ourselves into rhythms of the tradition when we take on Feasting on the Word, taking a little bite of scripture and savoring all it has to say to our lives, to flavor our lives with. The silence that we maintain is also intentional to give us a space to contemplate what we've heard before we hear the same passage again. So we hear the passage read, and then a minute of silence. We hear it read a second time, followed by another minute of silence. We hear it read a third time, followed by 3 minutes of silence. And then we conclude the discipline with a final reading. The longer period of silence is intended to give us an opportunity to turn to God in prayer. I sometimes find it helpful to have something to write with and something to write on nearby, so that when I come to the time of prayer, I have those words nearby to use as a basis for my conversations with God during that longer period of silence. Without delay, then, let us turn to our discipline of feasting on the Word. Our passage will be Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is for those who fear them from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Our second reading of Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55 from the Message. And Mary said, "I'm bursting with God news. I'm dancing the song of my Savior God. God took one good look at me, and look what happened. I'm the most fortunate woman on earth. What God has done for me will never be forgotten, and God, whose very name is holy, set apart from all others. His mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him. He bared his arm and showed his strength, scattered the bluffing braggarts. He knocked tyrants off their high horses, pulled victims out of the mud. The starving poor sat down to a banquet. The callous rich were left out in the cold. He embraced his chosen child, Israel. He remembered and piled on the mercies, piled them high. It's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham and right up to now. Our third reading of Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55, this time from the Living Bible, and remember the longer period of silence follows this reading. Mary responded, "Oh, how I praise the Lord! How I rejoice in God my Savior! For he took notice of his lowly servant girl, and now generation after generation forever shall call me blessed of God. For he, the mighty Holy One, has done great things to me. His mercy goes on from generation to generation to all who reverence him. How powerful is his mighty arm! How he scatters the proud and haughty ones! He has torn princes from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry hearts and sent the rich away with empty hands. And how he has helped his servant Israel! He has not forgotten his promise to be merciful, for he promised our fathers, Abraham and his children, to be merciful to them forever." our fourth and final reading of Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55 from the New International Version. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.